Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Fortinet Session with your host, Chris Dorn from Zentegra, and my co-host here, Israel Quintero. We're joined today by a pretty good group. I appreciate everybody hopping in here, but to kind of round it out a little bit, we have Gautam Kumar, who's kind of new with our partner, One Marksman, in Zentegra, and Dave Weiniger, that kind of leads the One Marksman and Zentegra partnership. He's on here with us today. And Jacob Overton, I think this might be your first one with us, Jacob. Is that correct?
Yes, this is my first time joining this awesome group.
All right, well, thank you very much for being here. We're super excited today. We have Shreeja Alama joining us from Fortinet. She leads the, she's one of the subject matter experts for Fortinet and the public clouds and the components that play into those components. So Shreeja, welcome. Thanks a lot for being here today.
Thank you, Chris. It's my pleasure to be part of this.
Awesome. So we wanted to touch on a couple things. I think we've gone through a decent amount of episodes so far. So we're in season two. This is episode 14. But we haven't really focused a lot on some of the components and technologies that are up in the public clouds. So this will give us a chance to investigate and kind of lead into probably a plethora of options and technologies that we haven't necessarily addressed in depth at this point. But this should give us a good jump point where we have a good case to have some future discussions around these technologies. So from my understanding, you how long have you been at Fortinet, Shreeja?
It's going to be 2 years, like more than 2 years.
And has that whole time been on the cloud team?
That's correct. Yep.
Okay, cool. So great. So the public cloud, a little bit into the product of the FortiGate CNF, which is the cloud native network. And then we're going to touch a little bit on the AI piece today. So that's kind of new to me. I haven't had a lot of experience or discussions around the AI components. So that'll be interesting and probably play into some of the future components as well. So great. Again, thanks for being here. And go, Israel.
Yeah, one of the biggest things, talking about public cloud, seeing the new technology going out there, companies shifting their ways into the public cloud is the main component that's why we want to start bringing in and start having that visibility with Fortinet and still having that protection with it as well.
Yeah, I think everybody does. So, I mean, over the years, we've done a decent amount of work in from the Zentegra front, you know, with Azure, and then following up with Azure success, we started working on a decent amount with some of the other vendors as well in the AWS stack. We're getting into the GCP framework. And then as we got pointed out here in the outline, you know, Oracle's a component as well. So we got to take all those public clouds into consideration, and then having one security framework and fabric that kind of, you know, stretches all of those is pretty vital. You know, if you want those insights consolidated and brought back to a single point where you're not chasing data and analytics across all, you know, multiple clouds, public and private, then, I mean, it's pretty important that we kind of tie all this together with some solutions that like Fortinet offers us here. So one of the topics we're kind of looking at here is, you know, how can Fortinet help solve customers' needs in the cloud? So let's dive into that a little bit.
Well, one thing I do want to mention when it comes to the public cloud, when they hear Fortinet and they put that name Fortinet and cloud, Fortinet cloud and public cloud, there's technically two differences. And I do want to mention is Fortinet actually hosts their own cloud with their own products in there. So it's not the same as the public cloud where you're able to go to the public store and actually deploy it from there. Is totally different. So that's one key feature is Fortinet cloud and public cloud is very different.
That's a good point to make there. So it comes up, the cloud is thrown around very loosely and all over the place, and then anything with Fortinet in front of it, you know, it can become a little confusing. And I mean, I've tripped up on it myself.
Just wanted to add that Fortinet has like a lot of SaaS offerings, right, that they can access from Fortinet Cloud versus the VM component of Fortinet products. They can deploy across any of this AWS, Azure, GCP, or OCI, the cloud vendors. So yeah, two different things that Israel was mentioning.
Yeah, great points. So when we think about that, though, when we're in, we have the option of working with the Fortinet cloud. Then, we have the public clouds where some of these components are deployed from like the marketplace or bring your own license and some of that, those components. But really, you know, what does that mean from the security side? What does security in cloud, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And Sorry,
Chris, I can take that. So I think one point I would like to mention is, so earlier, right, when organizations have applications that are deployed on premises, it was not usually a big concern of like how data will be exposed and accessed, right? But in this case, since the cloud backbone is actually owned by one of these cloud providers and we don't have visibility, the network security teams need to ensure that their workloads are being protected in order to prevent like any unsolicited access or data breaches, ransomware attacks, malware, insider threats, or whatever, you know, whatever the cybersecurity attacks are. So we need to make sure either like the workloads that are being hosted in cloud or the applications in cloud, or also the cloud native services, what customers are using needs to be protected and secured. So that's what security in the cloud mean to me.
Okay. Shira, thank you for your comments on that. I have a follow-up question on, with your experience working with clients and helping them through a journey through a cloud transformation, what types of challenges are you seeing and concerns that they have along the way?
Sure. Yeah, that's a good question, Dave. So one thing is obviously the cloud routing is not entirely different, but the fact that again, like the backbone is not owned by the customers, just like they have owned on premises, is different. So one challenge we always see is there is a learning curve, right, of understanding how the routing works in cloud versus the on-premises. That's one thing. And the management part of it is also another thing of like the challenge I usually see. And yeah, the config and all, with, if you go with Fortinet products, stays the same because it's the same OS that we run in cloud or in-prem, but it's just about the backbone for learning curve with the backbone of these providers.
Yeah, thank you for that. And just to follow up, if I may, one more. I know within the clouds, Microsoft and AWS and G Suite, there's different packages or products you could purchase. What's the best way for a client to get started? And is there a bundle or a package or something that someone would look to for starting the journey? And much similar to what we help clients do with going to a zero trust network. It's not going to happen overnight. So it's a lot about their workloads, applications, and really getting into the data analytics of things in their current environment. So what would you recommend with the plethora of Fortinet products available, where they would begin to start uncovering and maybe doing some investigation or analytic tools that Fortinet might have to help them with the discovery process of that?
Sure. So one basic thing, right? Like, let's start from the ingress and egress, I would say. Like the most important point is the traffic going in and going out from your network, right? In this case, that's the cloud. So I would say the start would be the FortiGate Next Generation Firewall. That's something they can start. And with most of these products, either they go with the FortiGate Next Generation Firewall, or the next important product is if you have like business critical applications, you can get a FortiWeb, which is our web application firewall. And there are like a lot of other things like syslog. We have a FortiAnalyzer, a FortiAuthenticator, all of these different products, right? But let's start from the basics of what is important to be protected, ingress, egress, then go with FortiGate. And lot of these products also come in pay as you go, which is one of the type of license customers can deploy if they want to start with, or they can reach out to Fortinet account teams or partners, right? Where we can try evaluating their use case and provides with some trial license. And again, a lot of these products also come with 14-day trial in Azure and AWS, so they can start testing and get familiarized with them. To answer your question, Dave, or?
Oh, no, that was excellent. Thank you.
Thank you. Israel, do you want to add anything here?
No, I mean, you pretty much hit all those points. I mean, that was it's one of the key things, right? When people are trying to move from to the public cloud, they really don't really understand because I got to admit, the public cloud is still kind of new to me. I mean, please let me know if you guys agree or disagree. Because a lot of people are still kind of iffy how they're be able to see their traffic and their network because it's not in their local locations what everybody's used to. So with that being said, having Fortinet in there, having given that traffic in visibility and giving them that comfort of trust that they can really trust the FortiCloud. I mean, the cloud, sorry, there goes that FortiCloud again. The public cloud, I think is very good things to do.
Yeah, I can add a little bit on top of that. Excuse me, but they...
sure, yeah.
You know, like a lot of people hop right into the clouds, into these public clouds, and it's like there's already a predetermined kind of security framework that vendor is going to have up there. So it's like... You know, it might be okay. It might be great in some areas, but you know, if you're heading into this with the idea that you're going to deliver enterprise applications and span multiple clouds, it's like you can't be locked into that one public cloud's kind of offering to try to protect you. But you know, if you think about somebody who's like their own personal web developer and it's their first time in, say, Azure, you know, they're going to leverage the security framework that vendor is providing for them up front because, you know, Microsoft wants to keep you safe. AWS wants to keep you safe. Not everybody really has that understanding of like an enterprise kind of grade security network component that they need to eventually consider as an option to kind of lay on top of everything to span not only on-prem, but inside of these multiple public cloud offerings. So that's how I kind of see it, and it really kind of played into some of the discussions, especially with customers over the past couple of years. But go ahead, Dave. Sorry for interrupting you there.
No, you didn't interrupt. That was good. I think you know, with the Fortinet product lines that are being continuously improved on and developed, and you know, one of the things about Fortinet is they're incentivized for their engineers to get patents all the time. So I think there's some, you know, ungodly amount of patents. I know you mentioned one of the prior podcasts on that whole technology, which is needed. There's a lot of cloud native protection that each of these service providers offer. And I think with the FortiCNP, for the cloud native products, it allows you to actually go in and have a methodology and making sure that there's no gaps in the security framework for protecting resources in the cloud. I think when I first started to get into the cloud, you know, I thought everything was protected, you know, and all the tools they had were available to use. And little did I know, you know, it's another security barrier you have to create. And to use their cloud native products, they don't do it in full. So if we can understand and know a little bit more from our experts, how does Fortinet integrate? And what services, security services, does Fortinet offer that complement to an AWS or an Azure or G Suite product?
Yeah, good question. Srija or Israel?
Yep, I can start with my view there. So yeah, so just to answer that question, right, the products like FortiGate CNF, which is a cloud-native firewall, and FortiCWP, or cloud and container workload protection, they integrate with AWS cloud native tools. Like for example, FortiGate CNF integrates with Gateway Load Balancer in AWS, and and you can have like, you don't need to worry about like any infrastructure deployments, right? It's just a SaaS offering and it's a firewall that can protect traffic that is ingressing and egressing from your VPCs. And with Azure, we have also made like a lot of different integrations. For example, one recent one was Azure Virtual WAN integration. So Fortinet is the vendor who does both SD-WAN and NGFW integration with Azure Virtual WAN. Azure Virtual WAN is like a centralized networking platform, I would say, from Azure, where you can have like a lot of different VNets that you can pair with this virtual WAN, and also have like ExpressRoute, VPN, all of those components, like a central hub that tie together. And Fortinet, you can have a FortiGate deployed with Azure Virtual WAN. And you can do both like SD-WAN if you have branch to branch traffic, or if it's just next generation firewall traffic, you can do the NGFW. So again, like that's a nice integration there. But we've been doing a lot of integrations with this cloud native tools or cloud native services with different vendors. And those are a couple of them I want to state. Israel?
Yeah, no, that was pretty good, Trisha. Like I mentioned, guys, Trisha is one of the best ones that when I was at Fortinet, anything came to the cloud, I always, if I didn't know, I definitely always reached out to her. I mean, you just said it right there. I couldn't say it any better.
Nice. So kind of follow that up and round it out there. So like I'm familiar, you know, with your traditional FortiGates, FortiManager, Ant FAS, and what have you. And we had all those on-site products like Authenticator, ADC, Proxy, Sandbox, Tester, Voice. All those Forta products were available not only on-prem, but like individually as virtual machines up inside of these public clouds. But you're telling me now that there's like this FortiGate CNF, and it's got intelligence to the level it's going to reach out to that native, to the hosting platform in a native fashion so that it integrates with it as far as having insights and capabilities that extend up beyond our traditional kind of individual instance deployments. Seems like this is that kind of correct? Am I hearing it right, where it's coming together in my head?
Yeah, that is correct. So it's a software as a service that will like simplify this cloud network security, right? And one other thing it's providing is scalability. Customers do not need to worry about the scalability aspect there because Fortinet is taking care of that for them. And again, going back to my previous point, there is no need for them like to configure, provision, or update, maintain this firewall software. Everything is done again by Fortinet because it's a SaaS offering. The only thing the network security teams need to worry about is maintaining firewall policies, and that's all. And like they can do features like GeoIP blocking, like DNS filtering, threat protection, geofencing, east-west as in between the workloads in the cloud, or north-south, which is going to be traffic from internet and to the internet, filtering as well with FortiGate CNF. And there are a lot more features, so you can check out on our FortiGate CNF page, but just highlights of the product.
Can you speak to some of the DNS security that it does?
The FortiGate CNF, since it's a new product, we are still developing these features, but right now what it can do is you can block based on the FQDN. At the FQDN level, David. Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Well, Srija, yeah, to your point, we can kind of steer it back towards some of the core offerings in the public cloud components there. But it sounds like we could talk about FortiGate CNF and other native network functions for days. So more to come from that. We'll follow up with some additional podcasts on those topics, and hopefully Srija could join us again to dive in there a little bit deeper. But kind of circling back to some of the core components here that we kind of kicked off with, you know, I think one question we haven't really answered there is, you know, really why is this cloud security, why is that important? You know, why is that a component everybody should consider when entering these journeys, or, you know, even shifting off of what they might have had when they their first generation or even second generation at this point of their public cloud presence? So why is that security piece? Why is that important?
Israel, do you want to go? Definitely.
So, like I mentioned, the visibility is the main thing. Moving from their traditional on-premise hardware and moving it everything to a cloud, it's allowing companies to kind of save up money. And especially with COVID, when everything started, they started to realize where they can actually start saving more money at, and shifting that type of applications to the cloud. It's a very important thing. And that's where the security aspect is really going to come in into place, is having that visibility, having some control, having that protection. That is definitely one of the biggest parts that I see about public security.
Thanks.
Yep. And I would say, with, again, the cloud security is important with the connectivity aspect. For example, if we want to encrypt data that's in use or inspecting the flows, right? If we have users or you're connecting from on-premises to this, to cloud workloads, or say you are like a completely cloud-based company where you have using SharePoint or different of this cloud vendors products, right? You do not have that complete visibility, and you want to encrypt either the data that's coming from the on-premises to cloud, cloud to on-prem, or again the workloads in the cloud. So that's why, because of this visibility aspect, it's not right away that this teams can have much more in-depth visibility, and we need to use tools like Fortinet offers, and that's why it's really important.
Are there any of those components that we might want to highlight here that it might be a little bit better if you leverage the FortiCloud in the component that maybe Fortinet offers inside of their own cloud versus doing it on your own? Or is it pretty equal across the board?
Well, I want to start off on that one. So one of the biggest things, going back to Fortinet Cloud, it's a SaaS solution, right? And one of the biggest things, especially if you're talking about like FortiManager, FortiAnalyzer, it comes with some limitations. And a lot of people don't realize that, yes, it's there, but at the same time, Fortinet's cloud does offer certain limitations comparing to buying the VM and actually put it in a public cloud or even in a private cloud. And you're having the full features and everything that is normal, like having a hardware. So for me, going into the Fortinet cloud, it's we got to make sure that we're talking to our customers, what are going to be some of the limitations. Now, those limitations, to some customers, it will not apply, but to some others, they will. So one of the biggest things that I like to do is always talk to my customers, to my clients, and telling them, look, this is some of the limitations. Will this affect your productivity? If it does, then we will start looking into going into the public cloud or a private cloud solution.
Good point.
Yeah, Chris, one other thing to bring up with that, when we're assessing risk with clients, a lot of times they'll either want to offset the risk or find a way to mitigate it, right? They'll either, you know, repair it. They have people employed that can manage a lot of these cyber events and configurations and so forth. They deal with the risk in-house. But a lot of customers, as you know, and the need to have these types of skill sets are hard to find. So the Fortinet cloud solution offers a way for clients to mitigate risk by offsetting it to Fortinet to manage with experts that they have on staff and securing the cloud and the updates and patching and so forth. So when we're also talking to a customer about feature functionality. I think another key thing in cost, and whether it's an OpEx or CapEx, is how you're dealing with the security and the risk aspects of it.
That's a great point. And yep. You know, and I always think, you know, and also the SaaS offering is going to be pretty quick to spin it up. You know, just like click, click, subscribed, you know, a couple more clicks to link it all together and you're off to the races. But at the same time, it seems like we're still, I know the cloud components usually, they have a lot of the efforts from the development teams from the vendors. So if it was a product that had traditionally been on-prem, then the clouds usually seems to be catching up a little bit. But then like some of these other products we're looking at here, you know, that they started in the cloud. So there is no two sides of the fence there where there's double development in that product line. Very cool. So I did not know that FortiVoice was an option in the cloud. So that's pretty interesting.
I have to double check on that FortiVoice, Israel.
Yeah, it's actually there. I did take a look. I was surprised too that they actually had it there. One of the things is, one I do want to mention, their Fortinet FortiVoice as a SaaS solution, I have to admit, it's a very great solution. I never been a big fan on premise, but they have put a lot of work into their SaaS solution for FortiVoice there. And I used it when I was there. It was very easy to configure, to deploy it, to be able to do that.
Yep, I just double check it is available on Azure Marketplace. So yeah.
Come on, Shrija, don't doubt me. No, I'm just joking.
No, I was just curious because I don't see that many of FortiVoice. At least I mostly work with Gates, Webs, and yep. Ciena. Yeah.
Yeah. So no, it's I haven't played the one on the VM. I'm pretty sure probably it will be the same on the public cloud, but the SaaS solution, I definitely do love it. Now, the downfall about it is that they're limited to like three actual physical phones, but the actual phone, putting in your app or actually having it convert to your cell phone number, it's a great solution too. But we can go in deep on that one later on another podcast.
It definitely seems that's a pretty niche area, and the few times that I have investigated it too, it's a solid product, but it's in a very crowded space. So it's not something people change up on a frequent basis.
Yeah definitely. I'd like to know more about also the WAF for the web application firewall and some of the differences or how they compete against F5 and Citrix.
Yeah, definitely. Good. Well, anything else inside of the Fortinet public cloud components that we want to touch on?
Chris, I know Dave asked a question about FortiGate CNF DNS filter. Can I answer that again, or if Dave can ask? I just wanted
Please.
To ask.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dave. Sorry.
No, go ahead. You go ahead. Yeah, the question was, you know, we have clients that are looking for some DNS capabilities. Some of them have like a Cisco umbrella or something that like that. That's, you know, I guess on the Fortinet world, it would be a SGW, a secure gateway type of device. But what type of filtering or DNS does the offering in the cloud have for CNS?
So just like a FortiGate operating system, it has like category-based filters within part of the DNS filtering and domain filters, like I mentioned. We can do FQDN or like domain wildcard-based filtering. And then a couple of other features like DNS translation, where we can translate like based on an address and a translated destination. So the couple of those features, yeah.
I see. And then from a data loss prevention, do you have products that are tools that also integrate, such as I know people that are they're using today different types of applications like Veronos or Netscope or Swimlane, and to do different types of capture and things. Do you have a process or a tool, or is it a group of tools that you use for identifying or meta tagging data for any kind of DLP protections that would go into the cloud?
Yep. So we have a product called FortiCNP, which is cloud native protection, right? That I mentioned earlier. So it does have some DLP data loss prevention policies for all of these workloads in the cloud. And we also have this actionable resource risk insights. It's a patent algorithm from Fortinet. So you can actually create like assign a risk rating to see if what is important to your organization. Otherwise, the CNP will be integrating with this cloud native tools and also will assign a risk rating. So customers can go and check on the remediations or fix those issues. So CNP have a lot of this DLP policies and helps with this workload information. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Does that integrate in any way with ServiceNow, the ticketing systems?
It does integrate with Jira. I have to check on ServiceNow though, but it does integrate with Jira.
Okay. Good to know.
Definitely. Well, if it integrates with Jira, then it's probably got an API call it can make out to ServiceNow.
It does integrate with ServiceNow.
Yeah,
yep.
It does. Yep.
Awesome. So, Srija, still being on that topic with CNP, how long has it been with Fortinet? Like, how long has it been built with this product?
Do you mean like how long FortiCNP has been here or?
Yeah.
So, it was actually, there was a product called FortiCWP before. Fortinet made like a lot of changes or made a lot of improvements with this patented algorithm. And if I recall it right, it was, it's going to be almost an year now, Israel, that we released the CNP. It's not actually a release, right? It's like more modification and improvements to CWP.
Got it. So customers, listeners, if you guys are a little confused, Fortinet does improve and start adding more products into one. So the name does change. So like Trisha said, it was CWP, now is FortiCNP. So it's now there is a CNF, but that's for the FortiGate. So I mean, the naming convention for Fortinet is very tricky because I have Fortinet everything, but they're are always trying to improve on their products. That's why we have like Srija coming in into this podcast and start talking about it. What's new out there? What's the big talk out there? And what are the new improvements that these products are coming about? So, no, I really appreciate that.
Just Fortify everything with Forti everywhere. I don't know. Yeah. Fortify.
Yeah. Hey, it's a trend, right? Like, it is a big mouthful when you're talking about different products, but it is something that it keeps it consistent. We had another podcast and we called mentioned to Kim Z that we took photo thinking. That's our thing now. So we're photo thinking.
Excellent. Yep, that's right. That's right.
Hey, is there any news or updates on the new FortiCar coming out?
FortiCar.
No, I'm just kidding. For many of you guys were like, well, I didn't hear about that one.
It's probably going to be start competing with
Apple Car.
It's the self-driven vehicles. I think they want to shift from having some security and extending their life going into driven vehicles. I think there'll be something they'll probably come up with. Yeah, photo semis, photo cars.
Well, the chips, the Fortinet chips are actually in all the Teslas, I think, too, right? The software and some of the embedded security fabric of what you have is in some of the cars, I believe, in the chipsets. I think some Fortinet told me that there is definitely some interactions with chip integration and put them into the vehicles, the actual, some of the security fabric.
That's
makes sense.
Yeah.
News for me. Shija, ever heard anything of that?
No, nothing. I don't know anything, but that would be so cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great. I mean, Repoly can start looking that some of that research up. Dave, if you have some information, we can definitely want to bring it to our listeners. So anybody who is a big Tesla vehicles, we can start talking about that and showing, hey, Fortinet is in there. But yeah, that's pretty cool.
I know they have products that go into the cars, like a if you want to do tracking and things like that. We have some outfitted customers with capabilities to integrate different types of wireless, you know, because the devices have Wi-Fi, BLE, and you can do different type of sensoring technologies for temperature controls, driving ability. You tie it into their ODB2 connector, and then you can also get all the engine performance and things from a vehicle perspective. And then with camera systems that get outfitted in vehicles now, you know, even third party cameras can get tied into the to the devices. So if you really want to track and really have asset management across indoor, outdoor, and mobility, it's a way to do a life cycle thing. If you have any kind of medicine or drug transportations, I know cannabis now is legal in Maryland and most of the country. We were doing projects like that, sticking in embedded hardware with some Fortinet software features to protect and stay within compliance of regulations.
Interesting. So the security fabric has left the private and public clouds, and it's now out on the road.
It's on the road.
It's amazing. Yeah. Amazing. This is an awesome conversation, guys. I mean, I think we sparked a lot of ideas for some future topics to discuss and dive a little bit deeper in. But I did want to point out, as we're kind of on our way to the top of the hour here, you know, we had some closing items that we wanted to touch on. And I think one of those that we wanted to point out was the use of AI, so artificial intelligence here in the Fortinet stack. And Shrija, if you got any insight into that or some of the key points that we might want to consider or think about or take upon ourselves to go Google and look at a little bit deeper. I want to see what your thoughts on the AI perspective. And I guess we look at it as Forta AI at this point. But is there anything that worth mentioning and pointing out here that should be a top of mind for our listeners?
Yeah, for sure, Chris. So the AI might have been a new word nowadays, right? We've been listening a lot more, but Fortinet have been using AI into its products since a decade. So FortiGuard labs or FortiGuard servers, right, that next generation firewalls or all other products get the signatures from actually run AI, and machine learning, which is a subtopic of AI or a subfield of AI, is using, basically the FortiGuard team receives about like millions of threats every week, and there is a machine learning algorithm that's running in order to identify this common attack patterns. And once they identify it, they would actually send them to all the devices or those FortiGuard connected devices as long as they have active license. And then other product like FortiWeb, for example, it's a web application firewall. Not only it's getting this known attacks or this information with FortiGuard servers that's using AI and ML in the backend, but it also have a local machine learning based unique feature where the FortiWeb is going to learn about all the applications, the traffic that's coming to your applications, and will build actually a local ML model. And then it helps with the zero-day threats. So that's something I would say. I mean, I'm more than open to talk about FortiWeb in our next podcast or another session, but it's really interesting of how AI is applied in cybersecurity products at Fortinet. And one real use case I wanted to mention is Ratanba malware was actually identified by financial organizations. I think it's in 2016, I don't remember the year, but it was identified in an October of 2017, I believe. And even before that, because of this ML and AI, FortiGuard actually compiled a signature to be protected, and it was already updated through FortiGuard servers to all our devices. So all like 4 months before it was came into light. So all of the Fortinet customers who had FortiGuard labs or FortiGuard servers, their devices connected, were protected by Ratanba malware. And this is a real world example. And this signature, which was compiled, was protecting towards all the hashes of this malware. So it's kind of cool of how AI and ML works and how Fortinet has been using them in the products.
Excellent. You know, that just highlights the fact that, you know, this next gen capability really extends, you know, it's not just a subscription that you're subscribed to there. It's literally funding an engine to try to protect you and your and the company across the street and the company across on the other side of the world. So it's very important that, you know, that the success of all of us is kind of looked at together and you guys are trying to protect us. Very nice. So with that, you know, as we kind of get to the top of the hour here, I want to start wrapping up the podcast here. You know, it's excellent, Shreeja. There's awesome information that you were able to share with us today. I'm sure it'll spark some questions and insights that we can hopefully help deliver back to our customers to, you know, not only make them successful with their deployments and their journeys, but also kind of keep it to the point where everybody else is also participating and having that same success and protection that's not just desired anymore, but required at this point. So thank you very, very much again. We'll kind of wrap things up with, a little bit of, maybe we can chat for a few, we got a few more minutes here, but, you know, were there any key cloud components that you heard of or took away from the Accelerate event that we came back from last week, as far as, and I don't want to cover everything from Accelerate, but, you know, that might have touched or honed in on you for the cloud components. Anything that is new or that kind of stood out from you that you might have picked up at the Accelerate event?
I wasn't there, Chris, but I heard from my teammates, but about like really great cloud conversations. And I think the matter of fact that customers are have been looking towards cloud and moving towards cloud and started thinking about this cloud native SaaS offerings from Fortinet, like FortiGate CNF and CNP, right? All of this are FortiWeb cloud SaaS offering questions. But I heard like great feedback about questions about cloud. Yeah, interest, I would say.
Now, myself, I spent a lot of time speaking with the customers, and that's the kind of feedback that I had received as well. As far as from Fortinet, and I'll throw this over to Israel since he had some time out there on the floor, was there anything kind of cloud-focused that kind of stood out to you?
No, not really. Like you said, I actually was with the customers, and one of the things is that putting our name out there, Syntegra, it was a pretty changing experience for me because being actually at a bar, pretty new, it kind of potential clients were very interested. And especially when I was around the public cloud area and the private cloud and started talking about that, it was pretty neat. But me personally, I didn't know too much. I didn't find out anything too new. Anything new, I pretty much, if it's cloud, I always go to Shreeja. But for the listeners out there, if you guys are looking for a partner that who's really being up to date, especially around Fortinet, please let us know, because me and Chris are very close partners with Fortinet. So like, I will reach out to Shreeja if something that is new or anybody has heard, like Dave talked about that, about Tesla. I mean, definitely I'm going to reach out to some of the Fortinet guys out there or people and find out a little bit more. But we're always so close talking to them. We always will try to get the best news out there for everybody.
Yeah, good point. I mean, yeah, that just kind of shows that the technology was there. It was just really, it takes partners like us to enable the customers to get them in front of it and have those discussions. Good stuff, good stuff. Well, we'll circle back around and dive in a little bit deeper on the Accelerate piece and some of the key takeaways that we had there, but that'll be a whole nother session. And this was scheduled before Accelerate took place. So next year I'll do it a little bit better, but we'll follow up with that again here in the near future. But thank you, Shreeja, so much for joining us. It was my honor to meet you finally. I've heard many great things about you for many months from Israel. So thanks a lot for being here with us today.
Thank you so much, Chris. And again, it was my pleasure and I really enjoyed talking to you all.
Well, great. No, yeah, we'll reach out to you again in the near future and we'll see if we can follow up on some of these topics we want to dive a little bit deeper in. But thank you all for joining us today. Dave, Otham, and Jacob, thanks a lot from the One Marksman team. And Israel, thanks a bunch for putting this together. And of course, to our special guest, Shreeja Altman, thank you very much again for being here. It was a great session.
Thanks for having us.
Yep, thank you.
All right, thank you, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Have a nice weekend.
You too. Take care.